Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The reporters and reporterettes at CNN, they're really worked up now. Donald Trump commenting on Turkey's incursion into Syria. Four simple words. It's not our problem. How dare he say that? By the way, I was trying to find the source of this particular story. Not able to find anything additional, but I did find a couple of other interesting stories, including this one. Viewpoint, BBC. Syria could be the beginning of the end for Trump. Really? How many times have we heard that? Oh, this is it. This is it. We've got him now. Gosh. Just stuff it. Friend of mine, Rob, sent this on social media during the break. I also want to explain to you a little bit of liberal logic in just a moment. Rob says this: over the next year, I hope Trump gets impeached, removed from office, runs again, and wins. Could you?
Can you do that?
There's nothing to stop it. As far as I can tell. I just think that's absolutely hilarious. As is this. This is a post from a liberal friend of mine. He's reposting something someone else put on Facebook. I want you to sit and think about this a moment. Guys, I need your help translating this. Okay? Can you help me understand the logic of this? My friend Bobby has posted this quote from Jacqueline. This obsession with getting Elizabeth Warren to say, I will raise taxes to do Medicare for all, instead of overall health care costs will go down on the middle class, is silly. If my taxes go up some and my health care costs go down more, the thing I care about is the total money in my pocket. Is this person making any sense whatsoever?
I'm sorry, I'm unable to translate, Vince, on that one.
This is a special kind of stupid. It really is. So even if my taxes go up, see, and this is what this person's saying, is there was an effort to try to make sure people understood, the other candidates wanted understood, how much money Elizabeth Warren is going to try to spend with these stupid programs of hers. That's what they were trying to do. And this person's basically saying, I mean, here's the translation. I don't care how much it costs. Isn't that really what this person's saying? It's all going to come out in the wash. You know, I might pay a little more, but then I'm going to save some. What? All they're doing is transferring. You know what that person is? Here's the real thing. Do you want to understand how stupid you are? This is how stupid you are if you buy this reasoning. So they're going to take your money to promote their own health care plan, which is going to benefit them politically so they can then campaign, ooh, look what I did. And then you're going to get health care coverage, which is going to be less than you had before. So you're going to pay twice. You're first going to pay the taxes, and secondly, you're going to pay for substandard care. But no, she's got this all figured out. She's got all the answers. My goodness. Really scary, as I said, that people actually believe this. But it's true. This is somehow thought to be the popular thing to promote. Closer to home. As you know, one of the big subjects is gun control. In Clover, we have a student at Clover Middle School facing charges after authorities say he threatened to kill two of his classmates. voice a student at Oak Ridge Middle School. Name not being released because of his age. According to deputies, two students reported the threats around 11 a.m. to school officials, charges later filed by the school resource officer. According to the incident report, the boy made verbal threats that included a threat to rape one female classmate before cutting her up in pieces and then killing another female classmate after breaking into her home. Can I repeat this again? This is a middle school student. The boy also admitted to sending an anonymous text message stalking threat using an app meant to hide his identity. He says these statements were, they were a joke. Ha ha. Gosh. What is the deal? Student also getting disciplined by district guidelines in addition to the criminal charges based on witness statements and his own admission. I mean, I'm curious. Any of you recall any of the anything like this happening when you were in school?
No, nothing that violent. I remember junior high being a little rough, but nothing like that.
I mean, what was the roughest thing you had? Just fights?
And noogies and stuff like that. I mean, you know, the general stuff.
Pranks.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, this tells me, this is another example. Something is happening. There's a disintegration that is taking place here. I was just alarmed when I saw this story. I thought, man, this kid really needs some help. And hopefully we'll be diverted away from this course.
Check the home. A lot of times it's originating at home, unfortunately.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Also, close to home, we have city council races going on here in the city of Charlotte. Early voting starting today. It'll be interesting to see what turnout looks like. So it's not just voting for city council races, but it's also voting on a sales tax hike referendum. Countywide, a decision on whether to raise the sales tax by a quarter cent to 7.5%. This will generate $50 million a year. Supposedly, 45% would go to the arts, 34% to parks and greenways, 16% to education, including supplemental teacher pay, another 5% to towns for arts and park projects. The arts folks are concerned about a crisis of funding, saying that their funding has been down. So this is one of the reasons, and there aren't firm enough answers for some people as to why, not only the why, but where, and guarantees as to where this money will go. There seems to be some mystery about the possibility of moving some of these funds. One race in particular to keep an eye on, the most competitive race in Southeast District 6, and that's where Tark Bakari running in an area that's been trending toward Democrats. So I would especially encourage those of you in that district, if you are concerned about this trend, not just in that district, but citywide, you better show up to vote. Just a suggestion.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump making some comments. Are we able to listen in on this right now about the Kurds and the ongoing situation there, saying the Kurds are no angels? Let's listen in.
So that's the story. It's very simple. And we're watching and we're negotiating and we're trying to get Turkey to do the right thing because we'd like to stop wars regardless, whether Americans are in or whether they're not in. We want to see war stop. That's a very important thing. On a humanitarian basis, we want to see that happen. Steve?
How confident are you that Mike Pence will be able to arrange a ceasefire?
What are you going to dictate? Yes, please.
The answer was not at all. Stiamo negoziando assolutamente. E infatti il vicepresidente Pence sta andando in Turchia adesso.
Right now, the president's doing an impromptu news conference here and basically saying that the effort here now is to try to get Turkey to do the right thing. I told you earlier, one of the comments he made, that in so many words, he's saying this whole matter regarding Turkey and the Kurds, it's none of our business. And it's basically their problem to work out, although he is communicating here that there is an effort underway to try to bring about some sort of diplomatic solution to this. So we will see how all of this develops. If there's any other news that develops from this during the course of the morning, we will certainly bring that to you with any additional comments that he has about what is taking place there. Let's see. I wanted to touch on this story about Ukraine and this meeting. One of the controversial meetings that took place regarding Ukraine and someone deeply involved, according to one report, deeply involved in the White House's dealings with Ukraine. In fact, coordinating more with diplomats and other administration officials than previously known. Who could we be referring to? Washington Post reporting it was Mick Mulvaney, who worked closely with diplomats Gordon Sondland and Kurt Volker and Energy Secretary Rick Perry at a time when the White House was pressuring Kiev to investigate Vice President Joe Biden. This is really the second time this has come up in recent weeks. So far, The Hill was not able to get a response out of the White House on this. Some of Mulvaney's defenders have said he knew very little of the White House's efforts regarding Ukraine and was mostly organizing meetings for Trump. One person saying, I don't remember any substantive conversation with Mick. I don't remember him approving, disproving, getting involved, having an interest. Mulvaney was not a big player in this. In fact, the person who's saying this is Rudy Giuliani. Who do you notice? He's been rather quiet lately. Have you seen Rudy anywhere making the rounds on cable news?
Uh-uh.
I think he's been keeping a low profile, which I think is probably a good idea. I would not be surprised if Donald Trump told him, please shut up. I could have told him that a couple of weeks. Was it not your host who made this comment a couple of weeks ago that this guy needed to be out of the picture? By the way, did you see this whole Trey Gowdy thing is apparently blown up too? I need to get to that because I was intending to share that particular story with you. I told you when it looked like there was a deal worked out for Trey Gowdy to work with the administration. But this apparently bombed out. In fact, New York Times did a story inside Trump's botched attempt to hire Trey Gowdy. He was going to be the new face of President Trump's outside legal defense. A day later, the arrangement fell apart with lobbying rules prohibiting Mr. Gowdy from starting until January. By that time, well, the hope is this inquiry could be completely over. Now, according to two people familiar with events, Mr. Gowdy is never expected to join the team. And Trump advisors are back to square one, searching for a different lawyer. And it goes on to talk about all of the posturing that went on behind the scenes. But I wasn't sure if you're aware of this story, because it kind of faded out. It looked like there was this fanfare that was coming. Ooh, Trey Gowdy's out there. And next thing you know, it went nowhere. Could also explain why I never got a response from Mr. Gowdy after calling and texting him. If you're listening to this program now, Mr. Gowdy, you are welcome to call in. We'd love to talk to you again. Let's go out to a call from Jeff in Charlotte. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Vince. First of all, I am so glad you're on the air, and congratulations on beating cancer so long ago. It's great to see you up and about.
Well, thank you very much. Just a clarification, wasn't actually cancer, it was a tumor. Very thankful for that, but yes, go right ahead.
Very good. So Tariq Bakari, I don't know why he doesn't pronounce his name Tariq. It's Tariq, apparently. The IQ is silent, but he's on the board of Equifax. Equifax is the country's largest credit reporting agency. Apparently, he's a financial guy, and that he's on their board. It's a minor point, but Equifax makes most of its money from people who have bad credit, and yet he's making money in a district where poor people live. I find that to be a bit of a conflict.
You think so? Well, we can have a conversation with next time we talk to Tark. We'll raise this question. Tark's a stand-up guy. And, in fact, Charles, if you wouldn't mind reaching out to Tark to have him back on this program, we will pose this question, Jeff. I think it's fair enough that we raise this particular issue because this is, it's... If you've thought about it, I'm sure somebody else has as well. Over on the text line, Vince, on the healthcare subject, healthcare across the board is overpriced, subpar. This one will not change for the better if we start paying more in taxes. Big government healthcare. Gosh, I don't even want to imagine what this would look like. Because you're right, it's not going to be any better. I hope Andrew Yang is still in the race when the South Carolina Open primary happens. I'm going to vote for the craziest person who's going to give me $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month worth of crack. Really? Is that how this works? Okay. Vince, I'm 42, previously of the Democrat Party, middle class, and everyone I know couldn't care less about Medicare for All. It's completely manufactured by Democrats in the media. Yeah, pretty much. These program costs may all come out in the wash, but as taxpayers are the ones getting soaked. Boy, isn't that the truth. And you will get thoroughly, thoroughly soaked. And then you'll get tossed around by the spin cycle, too. That's not going to be too comfortable. I don't know. Maybe you'll enjoy that kind of thing. Stay with us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, getting your thoughts on the presidential candidates earlier. It's always so interesting to check out a poll, an informal poll, of course, that Drudge has conducted. And it looks like Well over 100,000 people have voted in this informal poll. Let me start at the bottom. You know, if you're at the bottom of this, you may as well go home. Ms. Harris, 0.97. Yeah, that's go-home material there. Mr. Castro, I didn't hear anything about him. Apparently, he didn't make a mark at all last night. Julian Castro. He is down at the bottom as well. 0.97. Cory Booker, 1.21. Beto O'Rourke, 2.04. Mr. Steyer comes in at 3.04. This is weird. Bernie Sanders, 3.81. Now keep in mind, these are drudge people who are participating in this poll. So there are going to be a lot of Republicans. Not as many Democrats. It's going to be heavily weighted toward Republicans who are likely to be looking at this site. Joe Biden at 5.59. You're hearing these names. These are the top people, right? So you're probably thinking to yourself, who is at the top if these people are way down in the fives and six single digits? Amy Klobuchar, 6.44. Elizabeth Warren, 7.14. Buttigieg, 10.57. Now, things get really interesting here. Buttigieg comes in third. Elizabeth Warren at 4. Mr. Yang comes in at 18.95. And topping the list, who do you think is at the top of this list?
I don't know. Biden?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Gabbard. Ooh.
And I've heard a lot about her. A lot of people. In fact, I saw someone post just yesterday some very positive comments that she's probably the most sane in this group. So it doesn't surprise me at all that she would come out on top of this informal drudge poll. Let's go out to Jimmy, and if easily, good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, Vince.
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right. I hope you're having a blessed day. I'm going to hand some controversial stuff to you. I'm a combat veteran.
Oh, no, don't tell me we lost Jimmy.
Why are these people that don't never have to fight, always want to fight? I took an oath for this country to fight for the interest and for this country to keep it. I didn't promise to know the Syria or any other part. Men are getting killed for no reason. They're not defending our country. They're defending people that don't even like us. Them Vietnamese hated us. And then when I went to Saudi Arabia, they hated us. You think you're defending somebody that likes us? Somebody's awful dumb. And that's all it ever was, is I don't much mind a Democrat winning if they have to see us. These bunch of idiots we got up there, God help us if one of them wins. I mean, you might not like Trump, or I might not like Trump. God help us. Any one of those people up there ever win, we're going to be in a crapping shape.
Yep, I hear you. And to your original point you were making there, Jimmy, I think a lot of people certainly agree with you. They do not want the United States getting entangled in the affairs of other countries. And so it makes perfect sense. Thank you very much and absolutely appreciate your call there, Jimmy. And thank you for serving, by the way. By the way, some of the comments we were making reference to the president, we listened to a little bit of his remarks. One of the subjects that came up, because he's been pulled into this discussion about Ukraine, is John Bolton. As you know, he was unceremoniously bounced out of the administration. The president describing Mr. Bolton as a good man, it just did not work out. And one of the comments he also made is he's not sure if he got along with Rudy Giuliani. So that's another one of the takeaways from the president's comments just a few minutes ago. Let's quickly take a look at the day in history, and if time permits, also have a little bit of fun here. Going down to our upstate studio and our good friend Lonzo. How are you, man?
Great and ready to go.
Awesome. 1793. This was the last Queen of France And this was before the French Revolution. And she's known for the way she died. Do you know who it was?
The Marie last... Antoinette?
You're absolutely correct. And how did she die, by the way?
She got her head cut off.
Pretty bad. For treason. 1916, Margaret Sanger opened this kind of clinic in New York City. I'll tell you, it's the broader service, not the more controversial service. What sort of clinic did she set up in New York City?
Women's clinic.
We'll give that to you. It was
you went broad.
It was first broad. You know, you can have a real... Oh, my goodness. First birth control clinic set up in New York City. 1964, this country, I assume following the United States and then following the Soviet Union, this country detonated an atomic bomb. Who do you think was next in the club?
What year was it again?
1964, probably one of our biggest concerns right now.
China.
China, you are correct. 1978, this person elected Pope decided to take on the name of the previous Pope, just added a number, added a digit.
Let's go with John Paul.
You are correct. John Paul II, actually. So 2001 is our last question. This kind of scare closed a dozen Senate offices in Washington, D.C.
Anthrax.
Wow. Lonzo goes 5-4-5.
2 days in a row, baby. Yeah.
You got it. You are the man. Thanks very much. Have a great day there, Mr. Reitzel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back in the final stretch of the Vince Coakley radio program on this Wednesday, and couple of important things to mention here. A developing story. There are reports of a deal that's been worked out now between the union and General Motors. In fact, we're hearing that a deal and details of that could actually be announced sometime today. So that is something to keep an eye out for the balance of this particular day. We were talking earlier about two things. One, the debates where we began this program. One other observation we forgot to bring out. Beto O'Rourke. Do you remember what he's famous for in the last debate? What was he famous for? About saying he was going to take people's guns. Remember that?
Yep.
Now he's saying, I'm not going to confiscate AR-15s. Now, he painted a pro-confiscation picture when asked what would happen to AR-15 owners who refused to hand over their guns. He said, if somebody does not turn an AR-15 or an AK-47, one of these weapons of war, or brings it out in public and brandishes it in an attempt to intimidate, that weapon will be taken from them. If they persist, there will be other consequences from law enforcement. So, a little bit of a variation here. You know, is there really much of a difference in what's communicated here? Anybody who's talking about taking anybody's guns, you know, is just forget it. Hang it up. Ain't gonna happen. This kind of talk is the kind of talk that leads to things that we do not want to see. I think that ought to be very clear. Earlier, we told you about the connection that Mick Mulvaney may have to this in Ukraine story. One other interesting element of this story, and I think it's interesting that just a few minutes ago, the president made, I think, some kinder comments about John Bolton. You know, he's not known for saying kind things about people who leave. I mean, it seems like he was pretty kind to Nikki Haley, you know, at her departure. But some of these other folks, I mean, learned by Twitter and were bounced out unceremoniously. He described John Bolton as a good man. I think one of the other motivators for this, I think he probably doesn't want John Bolton to screw him, which he can now, because we have this story developing. This is a story talking about the connection of John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney, emerging now as key targets for House Democrats in their impeachment investigation. House Democrats began discussing the possibility of summoning both men, who would be the highest-ranking individuals to testify. Now, I'm sure the president would not appreciate if John Bolton were to testify, and maybe his comments about him being a good man have something to do with that. What do you think? The actions of Mulvaney and Bolton attracted considerable attention after two witnesses testified the acting White House chief of staff was involved in setting up a separate channel to handle diplomacy with Ukraine. It's something that angered John Bolton. Despite stonewalling from the White House, investigators secured hours of testimony from George Kent, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State responsible for Ukraine, Michael McKinley, who's a former senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, is testifying behind closed doors today. Adam Schiff saying that witnesses are coming forward and speaking at a furious pace. By the way, you probably already know this. Nancy Pelosi has come out and made it very clear there will not be a vote anytime in the near future. No vote on impeachment. One of the concerns is for those members of Congress who are in the swing districts, in the districts where Donald Trump won. This would be basically a suicide move for them to be forced to vote for impeachment. Nancy Pelosi knows that, and that's something that's a concern to her. On somewhat of a lighter note, you know, it's pretty crazy to me, the things that happen over entertainment. I mean, for instance, you've seen some of these, not so much in this country, but in other countries, these soccer matches where violence breaks out. Well, in Burbank, California, a fight broke out involving some kind of weapon at a showing of The Joker. Yeah, there were concerns about this. In fact, there was extra security in some places for this very reason. Fight reported inside a theater at an AMC in Burbank. When police arrived, they found a man with an injury from some sort of glass to the head. Somebody's kind of lost their marbles here. As many as 9 people were part of this fight, which involved some sort of weapon. The other 8 people took off before officers arrived. This is kind of crazy, isn't it? At a movie. Burbank police investigators looking at the theater's security video and trying to piece together some type of account of what actually happened here. And as we mentioned, across the country, there's been extra security at showings of this film after threats of a potential mass shooting surfaced online. So far, that's not materialized, and we hope it doesn't. But this incident's quite disturbing. There are crazy people out there, aren't there? Any case, have a good rest of your day. Be safe out there, and God bless you. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.